All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your name, Lord, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the cleansing blood of Yeshua. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, and we thank you that we have been redeemed and that the power of sin is broken. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We acknowledge that you are the Lord God Almighty, that you are the Holy One of Israel, that you have no equal, and that you are the Almighty and the Supreme God. And Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name today. Father, we thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for your healing power being released throughout the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for healing all of these sick children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing these generational sicknesses and disease, diabetes, leukemia, and every form of cancer in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for healing breast cancer. We thank you for breast cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing arthritis and gout in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing liver disease being healed right now, kidney stones being dissolved right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for the healing manifesting itself. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing financial miracles and financial blessings into the lives of your people. God, I pray that you will bless my radio listeners, those that have been praying for me. God, I pray that you release a special blessing into their lives this week. Lord God, those that have given to the ministry this year, I pray, Lord God, that a special financial blessing would come. You determine the magnitude of it, Lord, but I thank you for that happening in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you for sending your angels to bind up the strong men over this area of perversion and mind control and witchcraft and sorcery and divination and enchantment would be bound, that you would cut and sever the ties in the name of Yeshua, and that your people be delivered and set free, that they would come out of those lifestyles that are not pleasing to you, Lord God. I pray that their hearts would be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. And Lord, let your glory be revealed. Now, Father, I thank you and I bless you. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the perilous times. We are living in the last days. Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah's return is imminent. We got to be diligent. We got to be steadfast, pressing our way into the kingdom of God, spending more time in praise and prayer and in the Word, developing a relationship with Him, walking with Him, that we might get our marching orders, that God will let us and reveal to us our assignments for His kingdom in these last days, so that we can minister to those that need to be ministered to, those that don't know Christ, that they will come to know Christ as a result of our testimonies and the ministry that we give to them, because we've yielded our lives to Him and we want to be used by Him to make a difference in the lives of the people that we come in contact. We've been in this series of temptation, the conflict. We've been in Exodus chapter 32, and we was finishing it up last week. So if you want to go there, we'll finish it up and then continue to talk about the consequences of generational sins and how things happen and the consequences and how it impacts other people. Glory to God. That's why it's extremely important how the enemy uses individuals. One individual can impact the whole nation. And when they built the golden calf and Moses came down and he was angry and he got angry with the people, he destroyed the golden calf. And you heard me say, people don't want to let go of their golden calves. And back at verse number 30. In Exodus 32, it says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, You have sinned a great sin, and now will go unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have been a great sin and have made them gods. He said, God, you were right. Lord, these folk have messed up. Let me tell you something, saints. It is not easy being a pastor. It is not easy being a pastor, a shepherd over a congregation. That's why you need to pray for these preachers. And I really feel bad for these that are pastors of these mega congregations, because they don't have a clue. Many of them don't have a clue about the spiritual condition of their people. But God's going to hold them responsible for their spiritual walk and their relationship with him based upon what they've been preaching and what they've been teaching. And Moses returned and said, now, he says, yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which you have written. Moses said, you know what, Lord, I'm standing in the gap. This is the heart of a true intercessor. Okay, God, you know what, it's on me. He said, God, have mercy upon them. If you want to take me out, but spare them. That's the ministry of the heart of an intercessor. God, I'll take the punishment. Be careful, saints, now. I'm just seriously, though. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we can love so much and so hard. I say, okay, Lord, put it on me. Take it away from my child. But we have to have this love for the people of God that we're willing to stand in the gap. This is how far Moses went. He said, okay, Lord, blot me out of the book. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever sinned against me, him will I blot him. He said, okay, I'm not going to hold it against you, Moses. This is not on you. You're my boy. But I will deal with them. He says, now therefore, go and lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. You see, there is always going to be a consequence for sin and rebellion, especially when it deals with idolatry in any form of idol worship. There is going to be a consequence. And here we have it right here. Oh, God, help us. Any plague to people, consequences. You see, part of the problem we have experienced in the body of Christ with the denominational doctrines and beliefs and things, we have grieved the Holy Spirit of God because we've not allowed him to have liberty and access in mainline denominations and even in our personal lives. We've grieved him because we've not yielded to him. And we've not allowed ourselves to be used by him. I wonder what the church would look like today if it would resemble anything like the church that we found in the book of Acts. You see, in the book of Acts, it was the norm of deliverance ministries, miracles and healings. That didn't go away when the last apostle died. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The problem is we have not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, to where the Holy Spirit can just do what he wants to do through yielded vessels. When you read and you study in the book of Acts, they call it the Acts of the Apostles. I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles, because you see what it means to be yielded vessels, to be used by the apostles. Yes. God is looking for some people who are yielded and surrendered that he can use and that he can flow through, and that the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles and the working of faith can be activated. God, raise up messianic congregations like that in the United States of America, so that we can see a demonstration of your power as we've never seen before, that America would experience revival to where you have genuine miracles and healings and deliverance taking place.
to where there's no doubt that this is the power of God that has come down. This is the power of God that is flowing and that is operating. It should be the norm and not the exception. The engagement of the enemy, demons coming out, crying out, and people being delivered and set free in the name of Yeshua. Saints, that's what it's about. The power of God being manifested. The reason that so many people are turning to the occult and into all different forms of idol worship is because the church is not operating in this apostolic power and authority that God birthed the church with in the book of Acts. The church is supposed to be a church of power, a church of healing and deliverance and restoration. We're supposed to be working in power and authority. That's what Jesus went about doing good. He was healing all who were sick and all who were oppressed. We got to preach a message that brings conviction. We got to preach a message that sin is exposed and that people are genuinely repenting and that those that don't know God can see that the power of God is greater. You see, the people have turned to the occult because they're having some supernatural experiences that are demonic in nature that binds them up and gives the enemy legal right to come at them. But if the church was operating in its power and authority and exposing the enemy and bringing down and destroying the golden calves, then we will be experiencing revival. We will see a change in our cities. We will see a change in the people who are called to be in positions of leadership and authority. We would experience it. We just got to get to the place that we allow the Spirit of God to have his way and realizing that, you know, we got to bring down these golden calves. And realizing the fact that when we, as the people of God, allow the Spirit of God to be God in every of our lives, we will experience revival. We will see and experience a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. You know, it's amazing that if we just get to the place to where we are yielded and surrendered and that the Holy Spirit has liberty to move, then everything will be all right. Now, you heard me say that understanding that one person's sin can cause and impact a whole nation. Go with me to Joshua chapter 7. You're listening to Straight from His Word. In Joshua chapter 7, we know that God had gave them, go with me to number 16. Yeah, this number 16 is something right here. My daughter, we have this conversation about this one. Quite often in Numbers chapter 16, we have the rebellion of Korah. Whew, man. And in Numbers chapter 16, verse number 1, now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregations are holy, every one of them. And the Lord is among them, wherefore then lift up yourselves above the congregation. Now see, the enemy had puffed them up. They did not like the fact that Moses, the enemy had used them to become jealous. And here we see the rebellious sin nature operating, and they rose up against Moses and Aaron after everything that they had seen, everything that they had experienced. And we see right here that they decided to challenge their authority. And this was nothing but the enemy at work in the people. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. Because, you know, Moses became a man of humility. And he spake unto Korah and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come to him. He said, okay, you want to come at me like this? I didn't send for you, but since you came for me, well, here we go. Let's do this. Like I said, saints, the Bible can come alive. You can have fun reading the Word of God. You can literally have fun because the Word of God is the Word of God, and you can actually enjoy and make it come alive when you look at it and you begin to read it and you be like, oh, okay. This is what was going on. This is what was taking place right here. And he said, okay, this do, take you senses, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be
that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon you, you sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, the sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? And he had brought thee near to him, all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all the company are gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron that you murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which he said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought up out of the land of the forth of milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself together prince over us? So they were just in total rebellion. The enemy has caused them to rise up against the men of God who was just doing what God has commissioned and called them to do, which was rebellion. And this is the enemy at work. This is part of spiritual warfare. The enemy was at work behind this, as always. And moreover, you have not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of the fields and vineyards which you have put out of the eyes of these men. We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord. Now see, they were challenging God's promise and God's word, because that's what the enemy does in a temptation and spiritual warfare. Yea, hath God said. The enemy will come to challenge what God has spoken and what God has said. And here they were challenging God's promise, and God made a covenant with Israel that says, I'm going to bring you into a land that is flowing with milk and honey. God says, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it. So the enemy was once again challenging God's word. Yea, hath God said. And they rose up. And it says, now Moses kept getting hot. In verse 15, and Moses was very wroth. He, in other words, he got hot. And he said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt none of them. He said, I ain't did nothing to nobody. I ain't bothered nobody. Country way of saying it. All right. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be you and all your company before the Lord, and you and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring you before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, you also, Aaron, and each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory, you're about to be some smoke in the city, saints. Some smoke in the city. And they took, and they, look at it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. In other words, God done showed up now. We got a problem. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. And look, God said, separate. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and would thou be angry with the whole congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And I said, you see, you got to be careful with the company you keep. A lot of times you can fall into chastisement and judgment of God by the folk you're running with. That's why you got to be careful who you have in your circle. Because the wrong people can cause the judgment and chastisement of God to fall upon you and to hit you. And the same thing happens in the country when you have ungodly leadership. Their policies and the things and the people who voted for these individuals, we suffer the consequences because of some folks that made the wrong decisions. That's why we got to be careful. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tent of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they gathered up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tent, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done nothing to them. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that obtains of them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord, because that's exactly what they were doing. They were provoking the Lord. And it came to pass as he made an end of speaking. Ooh, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. Be careful who you put your mouth on, saints. And it came to pass that as he had made an end of speaking, that all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses and all that men that appertain unto Korah and all their goods, they and all that appertain them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed up upon them, and they perished them from among the congregation. Good Lord, how mighty. Whew, man, oh man, oh man. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of burning and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad place for a covering of the altar, for they offer them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers where they sat and weren't and offered, and they made broad plates for covering of the altar to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron came near to offer incense before the Lord, that he is not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. So judgment and chastisement came as a result of the rebellion of these individuals, and because the people had sided with these individuals and were co-signing with them, it impacted the whole congregation was in jeopardy of walking in judgment and chastisement because they were on the wrong side. They allowed these leaders to lead them in a way that was outside of God's will. And they were siding with them. And God said, you know what? Chastisement and judgment is coming. And that's why we have to be careful in the body of Christ. That's why we need to be praying, saints, and asking God to forgive us and to have mercy upon us and have mercy upon our nation. Because as we are praying and seeking for revival, we say, God, forgive us. And Lord, I'm going to separate. I ain't going to be a part of nothing or no one that's going to cause any chastisement or judgment to come upon me. Why? Because when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to deliver us. It was to redeem us from the power of sin and to break these type of strongholds and bondages in our life so that we would no longer have to be yielded to the power of the enemy, so that the enemy would no longer have this stronghold to where he can come in and interfere and to disrupt our relationship and our walk with God and destroy our fellowship with him, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ came to bring life and to bring life more abundantly. Saints, get to the place to where we are yielded and surrendered to the Holy Spirit of God, and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us and to show us the way, so that we stay in and remain in a good relationship with the Lord God Almighty, for God loves us. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. The Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Remember, Yeshua's Lord return imminent. Open up your heart, saints, and receive all that the Holy Spirit has for you. Pray for God's will to be done in your life. I love you. Have a blessed week. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.